Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm continuing the transcription on patient Dana S. Hands. Under the section where it says medications, it should list Eliquis 5 milligrams, furosemide 20 milligrams, memantine 5 milligrams. And then it should say CPAP therapy. Below that should say no oral sleep medication. Below that should say Tylenol PM 500 milligrams every 2 to 3 days. Then it should say the next is past medical history. Have you sent that stuff out? Thank you. Okay. Under the section of past medical history, it should say arthritis, congenital abnormalities, history of tic/stroke. Past medical history, it should say systematic review of symptoms. General, she reports a history of chills, depression, dizziness, forgetfulness, insomnia, and nervousness. EENT. She reports transient dizziness episodes. She wears eyeglasses and she gives a history of sneezy or runny nose. Respiratory. She denied symptoms, cardiovascular, she reports hypertension, and the onset of dyspnea when walking or lying down. Endocrine, she reports being colder than before, her skin has become drier. Neck. She reports stiffness. Dermatological. No symptoms reported. Male genitourinary, all caps NA. Female genitourinary, she denied symptoms, including menstrual tension, pain, bloating, irritability, or other symptoms around the time of menstrual period. No history of recent mammography. No history of DNC, hysterectomy, or cesarean section. She's not currently pregnant. She did not describe a history of pregnancies. She denied nocturnal symptoms. Next one is sexual function. She's not sexually active. She reports that her sex life is not satisfactory. She's not attempting pregnancy. She denies exposure to or a history of transmissible sexual disease. New paragraph. Neuropsychiatric. She denied symptoms, including psychiatric referral or treatment, a history of convulsions. Feigning spells or episodes of paralysis. New paragraph. Personal safety. She reported she has an advance directive. she denies any exposure to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. The paragraph, personal safety. You don't dash no issues. Under genitourinary, it should say reports frequent urination and lack of bladder control. New paragraph. Neurological review of symptoms. Eyes. The pupils are equally round, reactive to light bilaterally. Vertical and lateral gaze shows no unusual nystagmus. There is no report of diplopia. Ears. Ear structures appear normal. Comma, auditory acuity is preserved to soft sounds. The presence of severe tinnitus is denied. Nose. The nasal structure is preserved. There is no nasal drainage. Smell is preserved bilaterally. Mouth. The oral cavity is preserved without evidence of significant pathology. The tongue is midline and does not deviate. There is no tongue tremor or atrophy. Face. There is no facial asymmetry or obvious motor weakness. Sensation is preserved. Speech. Speech is preserved. Expression. Verbal expression is preserved. Recollection. Recollection of some recent events is reduced. Movements. There are no unusual body movements identified. Balance. Balance is intact without significant ataxia. Perception. Perception is intact. Behavior. Behavior is normal. Cognition. Cognition is impaired. See, in parenthesis, all caps, M-O-C-A, end parenthesis. Next heading, personal and family health history. Date of birth, 5/15/1957. Education. Education was not described. Social history and health habits.